In our data, so we have a significant amount of payments data, claims remittance data and payments data for looking at the different trends and what's happening, right? And we see that there does seem to be an interest among our providers in value-based care and value-based payments as a way to ward off the sort of negative impacts of fee-for-service when patients stopped coming, right? So they see that as a leveling, like a way to help manage their risk and keep their cash flow moving. However, I think that, you know, we're going to see, I've seen the same trend in our data about preventative care, and about the severity of illnesses coming into ERs, that others are seeing. And I wonder what that's going to mean for long-term outcomes and the measurement of those outcomes for value-based care. So maybe more difficult for physicians to get incentive payments, and show high-quality metrics, if their patients simply don't participate in the care gap closing activities that they need to participate in order for there to be quality care outcomes.